Watcher, and a big, big welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Enough of these gentle starts. Let's rattle the windows. Let's start and end with the known knowns. That was the Ray Charles rocker, I Got a Woman. I've got this version on the cheapy collectibles label called Jimmy McGriff Meets Big J McNeely. And that's it, apart from the playlist. So we're now into the known unknowns. As looking up in Tom Lord's encyclopedic discographies, I can find no mention of this recording under either McGriff or McNeely. I'd guess early 60s, but that's only a guess. McGriff, Hammond B3, McNeely tenor, but the rest are unknown unknowns. If you fell asleep during that, I'd suggest you call a doctor. But wait, here's another barnstormer coming up. Well, when it gets going, that is. And in the end, only a short extract of a long and quite frankly overindulgent 25-minuter from a Venus album called Foxy Lady, featuring the compos of Jimi Hendrix, very Woodstocky, which is all the rage at the Mo, 50th anniversary and all that. This is a March 94 New York recording by the Lonnie Smith Trio. Smith organ, John Abercrombie guitar, and the star of that number, Marvin Smitty Smith drums. That was a medley of Castles Made of Sand and the Star Spangled Banner, which Jimmy famously played at Woodstock, of course. Perhaps a gentle interlude now, though. Daybreak, Short Daybreak. This was recorded in LA, Jan 2011. Greg Wrighton is the leader and pianist, and that was his own compo, not to be confused with the Ellington one of the same name. Plus, his never-changing Jack Darrow bass and Dean Coba drums. A big band now. That was a bonus track, Whale Street, which is a Barney Kessel combo, by the way. Bonus in that it wasn't on the original Sheen label LP, but added on a Fresh Sound retrospective CD released last year. The original LP was called Explosion, recorded in 59, and the one and only album recorded by Sam Tripp as a leader. And he was only ever really a leader, so yep, this is it for his recorded output. But he did lead a spirited, hard-driving band, and the tragic part of it is that Sam and his wife Dorothy were killed in a car accident in November 59 between recording this album and its release. At a memorial concert and dance for him at the Hollywood Palladium, the likes of Stan Kenton, Lawrence Welk, Bobby Hammack attended. Trombonist Ray Sikora did all the arrangements. Sam played trumpet. He was in his mid-30s when he died. Here's that Monty Alexander song, carried over from last week.
Thank you.
And that's from the same Concord October 85 recorded album, The River, as we heard last week, but this time the wonderful hymn, Holy, Holy, Lord God Almighty. Monty Alexander piano, John Clayton bass, and Ed Thigpen drums. Magic. Jim Cullum, the cornetist and bandleader, died a couple of weeks back. I've chosen a rather unseasonal song to remember him by. Cornetist Jim Cullum loved the old-style jazz of Louis Armstrong, Sidney Bechet and Jelly Roll Morton et al. And never wavered from that throughout his career. And as a result, much as I also revere those great musos, I have very little of his work in my collection. And my one and only album of his that I could find quickly is that Hot Jazz for a Cool Yule one, hence Winter Wonderland. Jim Cullum cornet, Alan Vache clarinet, Mike Pitsley trombone, John Sheridan piano, Howard Elkins banjo, the great Milt Hinton guesting on bass, Ed Torres drums. He called his group the Happy Jazz Band. He died aged 77. And if you can take another Christmassy song, try this. Same album, but a very different lineup.
Clark Terry here, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Christmas song from the same album, River Walk Live, the name of a Public Radio International weekly series of broadcasts that ran from 1989 to 2012, 23 years. Goodness, that's Gardener's World longevity, recorded at the Landing Club on Riverwalk Promenade in San Antonio. And because it was a weekly radio programme, it attracted lots of very notable guest musos. In this case, the legendary Ellingtonian Clark Terry on flugelhorn, supported solely by John Sheridan piano. Jim Cullum sitting out in deference to Clark. And now, of course, he's permanently sitting out. Yep, happy jazz. And the big advantage is that we've got Christmas out of the way quickly this year. Here's a Clark Terry compo. Mm-hmm. Clark Terry's compo PI, P as in the vegetable, I as in vision, rather than an abbreviation for private investigator. And it's a very quick welcome back for the Spanish altoist Esai Cid. This fresh sound Swing Alley album is called Maybe Next Year, recorded June 2016. So next year has been and gone already. Gilles Ria guitar, Samuel Hubert bass, and Murad Benhamou drums. Great album. The liner notes say Esai has been greatly influenced by Art Pepper and Buddy Collette, Sonny Chris, and Paul Desmond, and Herb Geller, Joe Maney, and Charlie Mariano, and Frank Morgan, Lenny Niehaus, and Bud Shank, and Johnny Hodges, Charlie Parker, and Benny Carter. Or in other words, anyone who ever picked up an alto. Here's a vocal. It's Nina Simone, live at Carnegie Hall.
You ask how much I love you. I'll tell you true. Until the 12th of never, I'll still be loving you. Never let me go. Hold me close. Love my heart like April snow. I love you to the bluebells, forget to bloom, and baby, I love you. Till the roses have lost their perfume, I love you till the poets run out.
Saw a Netflix doco on Nina Simone a year or so back, and I'm still haunted by it. She was singing, not playing the piano, but standing at the mic and swaying gently, wearing a white trouser suit, and she was totally possessed by the music. I mean, totally. She was in a trance. The 12th of Never may not be an obvious Nina Simone song, but she sings it beautifully, a really tender version, not sugary like the Johnny Mathis version and a million other covers. Simple, straightforward and honest. Recorded at Carnegie Hall in New York City, May 63. Nina does play the piano here, Al Shackman and Phil Orlando on guitars, Lyle Atkinson bass, Montego Joe drums and percussion, but almost all Nina and Atkinson. What a gig, huh? This next gig was also fabulous. So good, we'll go straight to their first encore. It's called Encore One. And that was Encore One, of two, I might add. In fact, it's obviously a variation on George Gershwin's I Love You, Porgy, from Porgy and Bess, recorded at Dean Clough, Halifax, March 2007. The American pianist Jack Riley on a very rare visit to the UK. The trio, Riley plus Dave Green bass and Steve Keogh drums, repaired to the old Shears Inn for a pint or two before the photographer arrived. So, logically enough, the photographer followed them to the pub. There's one photo of Riley and the landlord Kevin, and in the background is a mirror showing a reflection of a woman who Kevin insists was not in the pub that night. Spooky. Another vocal.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear, since you said you were mine. What a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made. and that difference is you. Difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made, and that difference is you.
What a difference a day makes. You might well remember Dinah Washington's stunning version of this. Originally a Spanish lyric song. Our version was by little-known Eileen Woods from New Hampshire, recorded in 57 in New York City with an orchestra directed by Bill Clifton. Here's the one and only Thelonious Monk live at the It Club in L.A.
Thank you.
From a limited edition mosaic box set of four LPs, it covers Thelonious Monk's three sets per night and two nights worth, October 31st and November 1st, 64, at the IT Club in LA. Previous CD releases of the gig didn't include either all the songs, or sometimes they even omitted solos to fit in with the time constraints of the album. Not here, though. It's the usual high mosaic standard, and it includes everything that the quartet recorded across those two evenings. Long-term Monk associate Charlie Rouse, tenor. Although on the Thelonious Monk compo Gallops Gallop, his solo isn't one of his best. Larry Gale's bass and Ben Reilly drums were new recruits to the quartet. I chose Gallop as, far as I know anyway, Monk only recorded it twice, the first time on an LP led by Gigi Grice back in 55, and this live version. It's big band time again. Room with a View, written by Noel Coward, title pinched from the E.M. Forster book. Coward wrote it in 1928 whilst recuperating in Hawaii, and it was in his review of that year, this year of grace. Here it's the Bob Rogers Orchestra. Oddly, this Indigo LP, recorded in Hollywood, Feb 61, was to be his one and only recording as a leader. Rogers played vibes, and the band included such jazz stalwarts as Bill Perkins, Jack Nimitz, Gary Peacock, and Dave Wells. From Noel Coward to Cole Porter. Thank you. Every time we say goodbye, with the apostrophe subbing for the second E in every, as Cole Porter spelt it originally. Recorded in New York, June 2017. The playlist is a mixture of the Great American Songbook classics, an original by the pianist and leader here, Yaniv Taubenhaus, an Israeli now based in New York, Rick Rosato bass, and Gerard Lippi drums. I've deliberately left this fabulous album until last. Yes, it's our closer, I'm afraid. It's Joey DeFrancesco, live at the Five Spot in 93, with an outstanding array of guests. The core trio is Joey Hammond B3, Paul Bollenbach guitar, Byron Wookie Landham drums, with two guests on Nat Adderley's work song, Grover Washington Jr. tenor, and Jim Henry flugelhorn. Other guests on other songs include Illinois Jacquette, Houston person Kirk Whalum, and Captain Jack McDuff. And again, that's some gig, huh? And it's a very long track, so here's a mere taste of Work Song. Thank you. And as ever, huge thanks for joining me. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.